Good morning, Premier.
Good morning, Gary, and good morning, 6PR listeners.
Hey, I just want to ask you, I mean, I know it's not the biggest issue in the world, but when I was listening to people call us yesterday about the situation down at Secret Harbour Primary School, where the two lollipop ladies both quit because they were sick of the abuse from motorists being spat at, cigarette butts flicked at one, and just general abuse from motorists who seem to be too unforgiving at being stopped to let children cross the road. Well, what do you think as Premier when you hear those sort of stories?
Look, it's bad behaviour by motorists, no doubt about it. There are 1,100 primary schools in, or 1,100 schools in Western Australia, and I think by the end of this year, all of them will have flashing lights on crossings. I mean, the safety of children is paramount. And people, you know, the lollipop ladies and men that do that, they do a terrific job, and state government funds that. But for motorists to be abusive is just unacceptable behaviour. And, you know, what can you do about that? And, you know, there's calls police on, you know, and I'm sure the police take an interest and try and do something about it. But, you know, there's 1,100 schools, there's probably 1,500 or 1,600 crossing attendants or crossings being attended to. But look, I just appeal to motorists, look, don't behave that way. They could be your children crossing the road, if not now, in the future, if they're young drivers. Just be respectful, slow down, stop when you're asked to do so. I mean, it's just courtesy and it's safety.
I might be micro sort of managing here, but would you consider perhaps if it is continuing to be an issue for the lollipop attendants there and for police and so on, a footbridge for the kids to go across the road rather than having to put up with that sort of risk?
Look, I think we've got to try and change the behaviour. I mean, you could put footbridges on every school. In some cases where there's very heavy traffic, occasionally there'll be subways, you know, underpasses, but it's just not realistic to do it everywhere. Look, I'm not trying to shift responsibility here, but over the years I have tried to approach local government to take on some responsibility, funded by the state government, not talking about money, to try and help manage that at a local level, and you've got rangers that could help out and the like. And I think there's a bit of merit in that. That's the sort of service that probably can be well managed at a local level. But they don't seem very interested, so, you know, the government will continue to do it through the schools.